Did you catch it last night? American Idol on ABC. And last night, the very first audition, and what an audition it was. Very first audition was a young man named Trevor McBain, a goat farmer from Oklahoma. By trade.
Young guy, though. You think goat farmer, you think like 60-year-old on his tractor.
Yeah, and also Trevor is also, frankly, Amber's latest stalking victim.
Yeah.
He performed a Zac Brown Band song last night.
I don't love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, babe.
He's on the phone with us right now. How cool is this? Straight from the American Idol stage, one of the all-star auditions. You saw him last night on the telly. Trevor McBain joining us on the phone. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the radio with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's exciting. Look, we're going to be real honest with you, Trevor. The reality is, of the contestants that we've seen, for us here in Eastern New Mexico, West Texas, you're kind of the most relatable, man. You're a small town dude, and you know, goat farmer and that sort of thing. You know, is that really what you're doing for your day job?
Yeah, man. That's exactly what I do. I'm a college student, or I was a college student. I dropped my classes for American Idol. You know, I had this opportunity, so I decided to go all in. But yeah, my daily life is being a goat farmer for sure.
Tell us about Nan, because she just seems like the sweetest thing in the whole wide world. Your grandma.
She's a spitfire, man. Let me tell you what. She is. She's 81 years old with the spirit of a 20-year-old, and she's the hardest working lady I know, and she is my number one fan and has been with me through the entire experience with American Idol.
Well, let me ask you about that, if you don't mind, Trevor. So you get done with the audition, and we'll get to that here in just a minute, and you find out you're going to Hollywood. And so you guys are, you know, heading back to Oklahoma trying to absorb all this. What is Nan saying to you at that point?
Oh, she's so excited, man. She makes sure to tell me that she's coming with me wherever I go and that her bags are already packed.
Yeah, she's like, you're not leaving me.
Absolutely. She is all in this, and she wants her 5 minutes of fame. I keep joking around that she's going to be walking around with diamonds and furs and stuff all around in Savannah. So.
Yeah, the goats are going to turn their back on her. Yeah. You don't even know us anymore.
Should we be interviewing her?
For real, she's not going to. Not going to be feeding or nothing.
So, Trevor, how do you get from A to B? So here you are. You're a goat farmer. I'm going to put you maybe in your early 20s. You're a goat farmer in Oklahoma. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're on, you know, what some would call the largest talent stage in the world at American Idol.
Yeah.
How do you get from A to B? How do you get from being a goat farmer to be performing for those judges?
Oh, man. Well, I've always had this love for music and love for singing. I really didn't start singing until my junior year of high school. I've been singing for almost about 5 years or so now. And, man, I've had that passion, and I've got to, since the first time I've got to gig and stuff, I'm like, this is exactly what I want to do for a career. And I've got to go out and get experience and gig and everything like that. And then I found out that American Idol was coming back with ABC, because they went off with Fox, but they came back with ABC. And I was like, this is incredible. And then they came to Oklahoma in Tulsa, and I was like, well, why not? You know, I almost didn't audition. I was at my college in Oklahoma City, and I just loved it so much that I almost didn't audition for Idol, but I ended up auditioning, and thank goodness I did.
Yeah, for sure. And what's that? You got to tell us what that experience is like. I'm gonna, you know, the best I can equate you. You know, I look at you, I see Chris Stapleton, I certainly see Zac Brown Band. You know, which is what you performed last night, and you have that voice, and you kind of have that grit to you. So there you are. You're about to walk in, and you're about to stand in front of, you know, when it comes to country, the country superstar right now, Luke Bryan. You're about to stand in front of pop's biggest name with Katy Perry. You're about to stand in front of a music icon, and you're about to stand in front of these three judges. What's going through your mind?
Man, I cannot tell you. Like, when I say that that's a stressful day. Oh my gosh, that's a stressful day. Let me tell you. So being from a small town, I've never been on camera before, and I've never done that kind of stuff. So it was all a huge learning experience, and I was the very first person in line that morning at like 4:30 a.m.
Oh my!
And I was one of the last people to audition during the day.
Oh wow!
That was I think it was around 7:30, 8 o'clock that evening is when I finally got to do my audition, and it was crazy because I had almost got to go earlier in the day, but they ended up having to cut for like a break or lunch or something like that, and so I ended up having to wait longer that evening.
Yeah.
So it was definitely an emotional roller coaster, to say the least.
You're saying that even Lionel Richie has to eat every now and again, is what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. They are definitely human.
Yeah.
Let me tell
you. Had you got to see the audition before last night, or was that your first time seeing it?
No, that was my very first time seeing the audition.
So did you think that was cool whenever, after you had walked out, how Lionel Richie was explaining what the real note was and how that was like a thing, you know, Kenny Rogers had told him and then he said it to you?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That, first of all, Kenny stinking Rogers and Lionel Richie having a conversation about you is like, you know, that's amazing in itself. But yeah, I 100% agree with what he said. I may have been nervous, and you know, that by no means was my best performance.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that I think a lot of people focus on being really polished and being really perfect in their singing and stuff, and you kind of lose the emotion that way. And I'm somebody that definitely comes from an emotional place when I'm singing songs. I really, really connect to them. And I'm okay with not being polished up and being kind of raw and imperfect and stuff. That's kind of who I am, and I'm cool with it.
You know, for a young man who's been singing since just a junior in high school, that's a pretty sage words, a pretty worldly view of it, and it's working well for you. Trevor McBain on the phone with us. You saw him last night on ABC on the reboot of American Idol, one of the all-star performers last night. You made it to Hollywood, and so when they, you know, when Lionel Richie, the final judge, says, I like to say this with my group, you're going to Hollywood, what's that feel like? I mean, did your heart just at that moment explode in your chest? What's that feel like?
Yeah, man, that literally feels like your body is on fire, kind of like electricity going through you, because you're like, you're sitting there kind of on the edge of your seat, theoretically, and you're just waiting for these people to, you know, kind of give you a chance on your dream and see if you're good enough to go. And yeah, so it was definitely a huge relief. And then they snuck my nan in behind me and surprised me with her at the end, and yeah, she ate that up, of course. But it was extremely nice.
And so at this point, what happens from there? Have you gone to Hollywood at this point, or when does that happen?
Yeah, I have actually already went to Hollywood. So I can't give you details of how everything went.
Sure.
But everything up into the live shows is pre-recorded, and the live shows don't start till the end of April.
Okay.
And so so everything you guys, everybody will be watching from now until I think April 22nd will be all pre-recorded stuff that's happened.
Now, so you'll be at home watching it with everybody else.
Yeah. I'll be finding out how everything plays out just like you guys.
And so I have to ask it, and obviously you can't tell us how it went there, and we won't ask. I mean, we're kind of like a kid on Christmas Eve, you know, we want to know what's under the tree, but we're not going to ask you that. Just from an experience standpoint, how was it going to Hollywood and again performing for those judges and performing with other folks that are pretty much in the same boat you are, where this is this amazing once in a lifetime experience? What was that like for you?
Man, I'm going to tell you, it was actually a whole lot easier for me going to Hollywood and singing. I don't know what it was about the difference between my performances, but like it's black and white, the differences between my audition and then my first audition in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I kind of brung the heat and stuff like that with that performance. And I got to sing one of my favorite songs. And I was going for like a big shock and awe thing. And so I have to tune in to see how they went and how they liked it.
Trevor, if you make it all the way through, I mean, you certainly seem to have that country influence. Is that kind of your genre? Or are you across the board? Are you kind of that Texas country? Or, you know, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a Southern soul singer, being that I take a lot of influences from a whole lot of different genres. You know, I love folk music and I love country music, but I think my biggest influences in my singing voice and stuff have come from old school soul people like Etta James, Ray Charles, you know, and then blues and stuff like that. And modern day, like you mentioned, Chris Stapleton, I just love him. And I take influences from the band Need to Breathe and the Civil Wars. And I really love music that is kind of haunting and kind of an eerie sound about it. I kind of say like the mountains of the Appalachian Mountains meets the bayou kind of thing. And so it's just like this happy medium of like a song that a ghost would sing is what I joke around.
With. So the mountains meet the bayou and it spits out Trevor McBain and he finds himself on American Idol. He also finds himself on Mix Mornings here this morning here on Mix 107.5.
And then I got to ask you, because your outfit was like, you know, they were talking about that and I love Johnny Cash. And you kind of referenced him with the all black. Do you kind of continue that the whole time or do you kind of switch things up?
Yeah. So every time I'm on stage performing, no matter where I'm at, I'm in all black. And
nice.
I have some specific reasons that I do it. Mm-hmm. And it's something
slimming. It matches everything.
Yeah, yeah. You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong with black and denim. Motto.
Anything surprise you about the experience? Anything that you know, it was done, you were like, wow, I really wasn't expecting that. Other than the fact that you made it all the way through to Hollywood, did anything about the experience surprise you?
I think the biggest surprise to me is how absolute, how hectic everything is.
Yeah.
Being that it's like, it's extremely fast pace, and you see incredible artists and singers don't go through when you think that they should go through, and it blows your mind. Like you think certain people are capable of certain things, and it just, you get definitely surprised. And I've learned to stay flexible, and I have learned to expect the unexpected for sure.
That's awesome. Well, listen, if you get a chance, let Katy Perry know and let Lionel know and let Luke Bryan know. Just let them know that we're here. And if they ever want to call into the show, you know, that we'd love to talk to them. We know you have that in now.
Yeah, I need to hook that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, for sure.
Trevor, you are absolutely the one we're rooting to go all the way through. And man, we can't say thank you enough for coming on the radio with us this morning.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. It was awesome.
Your mornings, your station. Mix 107.5.
In your eyes.